Please turn to hymn 151. Hymn 151, verses 1 through 4. Please stand. Through the years, the Church has used the blueprint of the liturgy as a framework to keep the people in the Word. Most of our liturgical texts and expressions come to us directly from Scripture, and their arrangement, thanks to centuries of use and refinement, direct our attention week after week to the Lamb of God who, seated at the right hand of the Father, hears our prayer and has mercy upon us. The Book of Psalms, the hymnal of the Bible, is the source of much of what we sing and say. But there are other songs in Scripture that do not come from the Book of Psalms. We call these Scripture songs canticles. And today we look at one which comes to us from the Gospel of Luke. Luke's Gospel is sometimes called the New Testament Book of Psalms. The canticle is called the Nunc Dimittis, the first two words in the Latin text. It is from the beloved story of Christ's presentation in the temple 40 days after his birth, which, by the way, we observe next Wednesday on February 2nd. If Simeon sees his shadow, we have 6 more weeks of the Old Testament. The events around Christ's nativity took place many years ago, but whenever we sing this text, we are reminded of his real presence in the preaching of his church, in the sacraments of his church, and in the hearts of his faithful people. It is especially fitting to pray this canticle at bedtime, as the church does in Compline, and its place in many of our communion liturgies points to the reality of what we have taken in the supper and the benefits of such Christ-holding in our daily lives and in the hour of death. We sing the canticle now as it is on page 81. The Song of Simeon celebrates the union between Christ and the believer, but it does not stop with that intimate worldview. Simeon's words teach us that the little baby Christ is for all of the world, for his own people Israel, and for all the Gentiles, glory and light to enlighten. This is no secret. Luther's paraphrase of the canticle at hymn number 48 expands Simeon's proclamation. All of the earth is called into this kingdom of light. This calling points to the power of God's word. God's word is food, it is light. Just as we cannot separate Christ's humanity from his divinity, so we cannot separate him from his word. The preaching of law and gospel, this is Simeon in our midst, where we hold Jesus Christ for all to see. Hymn 48, verse 1, men will sing, verse 2, women, verse 3 and 4, all. Presentation Day was Christ's second visit to the temple. In this presentation, he again shows that he has come to keep the law for us, and he has come to share his holiness with us. In time, his angel would come to this temple and destroy the heavy curtain that separated the Most Holy One from his people. Because the light of Christ shines on us, we may live confidently in the hope that we will be presented someday before the face of the Triune God. No more fear, no condemnation, no death, to gaze with unveiled faces on the one who is our peace and joy. We conclude with hymn 530. Please stand.
Thank you.